Hey there, fellow humans. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hutt, your ever optimistic guide through this crazy beautiful journey called life. Ever find yourself stuck in a cycle of self-criticism? Like you're constantly judging every little move, misstep, or even thought. You know, the inner critic has always got that sassy commentary going on. Well, today we're diving headfirst into the superpower duo. Self-compassion and self-awareness. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, sometimes left hooks, sometimes right jabs, and it's easy to get knocked down. But what sets us apart from a punching bag is how we pick ourselves back up. And that's where these two bad boys come in. Self-compassion is like having your own personal cheerleader who encourages you even when you mess up. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a good friend going through a tough time. Self-awareness, on the other hand, is all about tuning into yourself, your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations. Think of it like taking inventory of your emotional landscape. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us navigate this inner world. 1. Embrace imperfection. Listen up, you beautiful imperfect humans. Perfection is a myth, okay? It's like chasing that unicorn in the forest. Maybe it exists, but it's exhausting to keep searching. Instead, let's celebrate our quirks, those little things that make us uniquely awesome. 2. Practice active listening. This isn't about tuning out your inner chatter, it's about paying attention to what it's saying. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, pause for a second and ask, what is this thought trying to tell me? Often, those negative voices are just our own fears or insecurities talking, not the absolute truth. 3. Treat yourself like you treat your best friend. Imagine your bestie had a rough day. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for every little mistake? Nah, you'd probably offer words of encouragement and support. So why do we treat ourselves differently? We deserve that same level of kindness and understanding. 4. Celebrate small wins. Life is a marathon, not a sprint, and it's easy to get caught up in the big picture goals. But remember those little victories, finishing a task, helping someone out, even just making it through a tough day. Celebrate them. They add up over time. 5. Be kind to your body. This is a crucial one. Treat your body like the incredible temple it is. Fuel it with nutritious food, move it regularly, and give it plenty of rest. You wouldn't put cheap gas in your favorite car, right? So why would you treat your body any differently? Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's been working on a big project deadline. She's stressed, her sleep is suffering, and she keeps making small mistakes. Her inner critic is going wild, you're not good enough. This is a disaster. Sound familiar? Here's where self-compassion and self-awareness come in. Sarah recognizes those negative thoughts for what they are. Anxiety is disguised as facts. She takes a deep breath, reminds herself that she's done great work before, and focuses on one small task at a time. She also prioritizes a quick walk outside to clear her head and remind herself of the bigger picture. This project is just one part of her journey. D. By practicing self-compassion and self-awareness, Sarah can navigate those challenging moments with grace and resilience. And that's what it's all about, right? Turning those stressful situations into learning experiences and coming out stronger on the other side. So remember, you are capable of amazing things. Be kind to yourself, listen to your inner wisdom, and celebrate every step forward. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love today. You know those people, we all have them. Until next time, stay calm, keep growing, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.